Chof Tishri, Tuesday, 18th of October, Dalet Dechalamoid, Ramea Goldberg, Sukkos, Hashana Rabbah, and Osir Dovay.
The topic I'd like to discuss today is the relationship which Sukkos has with Hashana Rabbah. Hashana Rabbah has with Osir Dovay, as we'll see as we discuss the Maamar Kaimus, that there seems to be a connection. A lot of the ideas which I'm going to say today come from Rishon Shafalo Hirsch there in the selective writings. I'm not going to speak out each time it's his yisod, because the bulk, the core of the ideas come from an essay of Rishon Shafalo Hirsch, and if you're looking at the selective writings, in Tishri 5 you'll find the ideas there, a lot of the ideas there. The question I'd like to start with is, we know Hashana Rabbah is considered a Yom Hadin. Now, there's a lot of symbolism in Yiddishkeit. You know, there's three times a year where there's a minig to be kereplich. So I think it's Hashana Rabbah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Purim. So I once heard, what's the connection between these three dates? So I was told that there are certain days where the essence of the day is very hidden from us. You know, Purim, you know, we take very generally, often we miss the point of the day. Erev Yom Kippur is a very special day. Hashana Rabbah is one of these days. It's a very hidden day. In fact, it's so hidden that the truth is, if you look in Torah, we won't see anything special in Hashana Rabbah over and above another day. Even in the Gemaras, it's not so clear what's, you know, there's nothing unique about Hashana Rabbah as far as Yom Hadin. In the Sefer HaKabbalah, we do find that Hashana Rabbah is a Yom Hadin. The Arizal says it's the day when the Malachim get the Psakim, that which was Nigzar on Klal Yisrael, they're handed over to the Malachim, and they go and carry out what was Nigzar on Yom Kippur. So I'd like to discuss, what's this idea that Hashana Rabbah is a Yom Hadin? That's one of the ideas. So I found the Kadar Kemach, who Kadar Kemach is Rabbeinu Bechai. So he has a very interesting approach to this. He says as follows. He says, I'll read it out. He says, Yom Shvi Shal Arava, the seventh day of Sukkot, who Yom Chof Alef Tishri, is the 21st day of Tishri, Kimisbar Shem Yud Kevav. Yeah, which is similar to the, it's the same amount, the number 21 is the Shem Yud Kevav. Sheboi Nechtam Ha'olam Shesh Ktsavos. That was the Shem with which the world was sealed in its 6 points. It's, that means in a three-dimensional world, and if you imagine a cube, there's 6 points. That represents the actual physical Bria Soilam. So that's the Shem Yehu. And he says, Nikar Yemazi Yemachisma Godol. And then he carries on, and he says that it's also the 26th day from Chofhei Tishri. Chofhei Elul, sorry. Now Chofhei Elul was when was Bria Soilam. So again, it represents Shem Yud Kevavke with which the whole Bria Soilam. So that's two aspects to Hashana Rabbah. But then he carries on. He says, "V'yodua ki ayoyim hazeh, hu tachlis hachag, v'tachlis hakova gam tashlum, ayin porim kineged, ayin umoyis akum, shoyim smatim v'holchim." So he says, and as well, that Hashana Rabbah is the day when we finish being makriv the 70 karbonos kineged the Mizraelam. Now, what are these 70 karbonos? Mizraelam will come to that later. But there were 70 parim which were offered up throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos. These 70 parim, says Rabbeinu Bechai, and it's the Medrash Rashi brings down in Parsha Pinchas, that these 70 karbonos were kineged the kliya of Akum. The fact that they're going to be finished at the time of the Osid Lovay. That's the representation of Hashana Rabbah. So the question is, like, we understand for us. So Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin by dint of fact that it's Bria Soilam. So similarly, by extension, the Shem Yud Kevavke or Shem of Yud Kevav, we understand why that has a shaykhus to a Yom Hadin possibly. But what? How is it relevant to us? What's relevant the fact that we brought the 70 karbanos for the goyim? And he carries on, he says, and he stresses that a person has to appreciate the power of this day. He stresses the fact that it's Yom Tashlum, the Ayin Kabbalah has a lot of meaning to us. So this is something which we'd like to discuss. Again, this actual idea that that the 70 Karbonos are connected, the fact that there's going to be clear of the goyim. In fact, it's quite difficult to Maimon Chazal, because the Gemara says in Sukkah, Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lohem lo'ev de kechavim, woe to him to the goyim, she'ovdu, ve'en yoydi ma she'ovdu. The goyim, they don't know, when they destroyed the Mikdash, they have no idea what they've lost. Bizman shvi sa Mikdash kayo, mizbeach mechapa ilayim, v'achshem mimchapa ilayim. And Rehman says this in relation to these 70 Kabbalahs. In fact, when Rashi brings out this medrash about the 70 parim which we offer over Sukkos, that it's keneged the clear of the goy. And Rashi says, but in fact, in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, these Kabbalahs have a mechap on them. So it's very difficult to understand. These 70 Kabbalahs are coming as a benefit to the goyim. So what does that mean that it's coming keneged that clear? How do we reconcile the two things? Also, there's a very interesting Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, when Klal Yisrael come, they're going to get their reward for all they've been through. So, the Goyim also want a share. They come and say, we would like a share as well. So, the Gemara discusses, somebody who prepares Erev Shabbos can eat on Shabbos. If you've done something in Olam Hazeh, you'll be zeichen Olam Haba. So they said, no, please let us have a chance. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, he says as follows, he says, Mitzvah Kalo Yeshli. He says to them, okay, you know what, I've got a very easy mitzvah, the Sukkah Shema. But also, he tells them, go and do Mitzvah Sukkah. And then the Gemara carries on. So then what actually happens? That each one makes his Sukkah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makdir aleihem chama b'sukkos tamos kol echad ve'echad v'kol echad ve'echad v'ad b'sukkosi. That is very, very hot. Yeah? And then the goyim, they mavayt, they kick their Sukkah and they go out. So the Gemara asks, we know Mitzvah is potim not Sukkah. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, but Do we kick our sukkah? We walk out. We're upset when we have to leave the sukkah as Messiah. So, without going into the love question on this Gemara, again we see that mitzvah sukkah is something that the goyim are tested with and something that they failed at. Again, what is the significance of that? Also, there's a very interesting. There's a Yalkut. So the Yalkut says, we'll come back to in length to the Yalkut, hopefully. But the Yalkut says that the Asid Lava is somebody who keeps Mitzvah Sukkah properly. Zeichav Yeshiv Sukkosu Shalev Yosam. And in fact, we find that, you know, on Sukkah there are many nyonim. We find there's Lulav and Esrog, which represents Chag Osif. There's the Sukkah, which represents Anani Akovod. What is this about Sukkah? Yeah. That has to do with lots of love and sukkah of Yosam. And it's not something, you know, that we just mention like once of sukkahs. In fact, it's something which we stress over and over again. In the tefillah that we say when we go into the sukkah, so we mention the pasuk in Tehillim that we should be nisal mizeri mata, which refers to the what's going to happen lots of love when the destruction of the goyim and we can be saved. When we walk out of the sukkah, we also say a tefillah that we should be zeichet to sit in the sukkah of Yosan. But more than that, it's very interesting, the haftarahs, if you look at the haftarahs that we lay on sukkahs. Now, haftarahs, as we know, generally, they're there to represent something which has to do with the actual day. So, for example, on Yom Kippur, it's about tshuva. During the Zayin de Nechemta, it's about Nechama. During the Gimel de Peronus, it's about Peronus. The Haftarah we lay in always has to do with the Inyan of that day. If we look at the Haftarahs that we say on Sukkot, it's very interesting. On the first day of Sukkot, we lay from Zechariah Yudalad. The whole the whole chapter in Novi, it's about, again, it's about Osset Lovoy, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring final judgment on the Goyim, and the Yidden are going to be saved. And the culmination of that, the Novi says that what's going to happen? So it says, V'hoyo, kol hanoyser min ha-goyim, all those who are left over from the nations, ha-boyim al-yishnayim, v'olu midei shona b'shona, l'shtachavois l'melech, Hashem tzvokois, v'lochoy gizchag ha-sukois. That all the remnants of the goyim, those who have actually been saved, they're going to come, and they're going to join Klal Yisrael, and they're going to sit in this sukkah, which Chazal tell us is the sukkah of Yosson, the Urshal of Yosson. That's what's going to happen. The goyim are going to become part of that as well. So again, why do we learn Haftarah, which is to do with the sukkah of Lost Lovoy? Haftarah actually on the second day of sukkahs talks about sukkahs, sukkah that we sit in. Again, the Yom Rishon, which obviously is the main day of sukkahs, right? Chazal chose specifically a Haftarah that speaks about Lost Lovoy. And further on the Haftarah of Shavuot Chol Hamoed, that's about Melchemes Gog Magog. Again, it's talking about what is going to happen, L'Osid Lovoy. Again, what is this stress of L'Osid Lovoy in connection to Chag HaSukkos? So, in order to understand this, first, maybe we shall try to understand a little bit what this concept of Lev Yosson is. What actually is Lev Yosson? What does Lev Yosson refer to? So, right. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Bava Vasra, the Gemara in Bava Vasra brings a pasuk that it's a pasuk in Yishayahu Chazayin. Okay, this Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk fully, but the pasuk there says that the Lev Yosson, the Osed Lovoy, there the Novi is talking about again the culmination of the events of Osed Lovoy, that Hashem is going to destroy the Lev Yosson, and it says that. There's Lev Yosson Nochosh Beriach, and Lev Yosson Nochosh Akolosson. There's two types of Lev Yosson. What does that mean? And so the Gemara goes on to explain. So Omar Reb Yehuda Merav. So Reb Yehuda Merav said, Kol Ma Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bailomoy, Zachor Nekev Borom. He created them, male and female, Av Lev Yosson Nochosh Beriach, and Lev Yosson Nochosh Akolosson, Zachor Nekev Borom. There's two types of Lev Yosson. There's Nochash, there's Lev Yosson Nochash Beriach. That is the straight Lev Yosson. That's how Translation explains this. He says it's a straight Lev Yosson. So Lev Yosson Nochash Akolosin. And then there's the crooked Lev Yosson. And they were created Zachon and Kevo. And Vilmolin is Kokin Zelazer, Machriv Kolayelim Kulay. Had they been allowed to come together, then they would have destroyed the whole world. So Maos Hakadosh Baruch Hu serious as a zochav hardus in a keva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu killed in a keva. Umalchah l'tzadikim l'osid lovoy. So you know what exactly? What does this mean? What's the meaning of all this? All this. So Rosh Hashanah Shafal Hirsch says as follows. He says the word Lev Yosson, the root is from the word lover. Lover means is a lotion of accompanying, right? As we find. You love it. We find that by Leah said, "After you love Ishi, my husband will accompany me." We find that also in the pasuk by the Levim, "Vilavu elecho, they will accompany to you v'yisharasucha." The lashon Levia Lev Yosson that refers to society. We find also we say in Slichas after it's also Rosh Lev Yosson. We talk about the Rosh Lev Yosson. Now Lev Yosson, there's only one Lev Yosson. That's why we talk about Rosh Lev Yosson. So he says, Avada, Lev Yosson doesn't mean one fish. It means, it's referring to a society, a union of whatever it's referring to. So, Shlomo Shabbat says as follows. He says, that society, has two distinct phenomena in it. The societies which have been going on throughout the generations. There's the societies which are based on power, force, might. He says, that is represented by the Lev Yosson Nochash Beriach, the straight Lev Yosson. He says power, it's like the force of an arrow, something which goes straight. That's power. He says that the other Lev Yosson, Lev Yosson Nochash Akal Kolosoin, that refers to cunning. That there's also, there's those societies which are controlled by ideas, crooked ideas, but it's not controlled so much by power, but by ideas. So he explains this. He said, what does the Pillar of Morality mean? He says that if the, in any society where there's a combination of these two things, there's power together with cunning, he says the world wouldn't be able to survive. They would have control of the world. And we wouldn't be able to do, we wouldn't be able to do what we're supposed to be doing. They would have total control of the world. Now, Shmaruch knew that the cunning had to be destroyed. That chelik of that aspect of society, that couldn't control. And he brings out, he says, if you have a look, he says that society is totally based on ideas that they collapse very quickly. He says, force, that can remain. He says, they eventually falter as well. But he says, force is something which has much more power than the cunning. So he says, that's what's represented by the Leviathan. He says, that's the idea again of the Zohar and the Nekevi. He says, Zohar always represents power. The Nekevi represents the cunningness. He says, that's what Akash Baruch had to separate. So he said, this is the idea of Shechting the Leviathan. The idea of Shechting the Leviathan is that these powers of society are being destroyed. That Le'osid Lovoi, it's not going to be power, it's not going to be ideologies and cunningness which is going to be controlling the world. It's going to be the service of Hashem. That is what Chazal mean when they talk about Leviathan. So now, connecting Leviathan to Le'osid Lovoi, says so again, the key to understanding Kol Misha Makayim Mr. Sukkah is Sukkah Shel Leviathan. What's the connection now between Sukkahs and the Leviathan? So we know that Sukkah, yeah, is Al Shem Atzav, and there are certain aspects to Schach that we know are the certain conditions. One is that it mustn't be Mechubel Karka. And another one is that it can't be Makabal Tumah. So Shem Shofar says, the idea of it not being Mechubel Karka is that it mustn't be connected to this world. The connection to this world, that is something which Yitzchak cannot be. And he says, what's Makabal Tumah? So you know, what's something to Makabal Tumah is when man has put his Koyach into something and has turned it into a Keli, it has a stamp of man. So these are the two things that Sukkah cannot be. So that's what a Yid is. A Yid realizes that the Ikkah is not man, the stamp of man, or the Ikkah is not harnessing kerches of nature. The Ikkah is that we're serving a Kach Baruch Hu. Avada al mechitzas are there, can be made out of Vrama Kabbalah Tumah. Because mechitzas don't represent our ideals. And mechitzas represent our individuality. Each person has his own type of mechitza, the way he's going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the schach, that has to be not mekabel tuma, it can't be mechubel karka. So that's the tachlis of sukkah. Tachlis of sukkah is l'man hadiachah kilei alechem levado yichya adam. We appreciate that everything ultimately is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says the non-Jews, they're the opposite. They believe that their tachlis in this world is to harness the powers of nature, is to use their intelligence, and to create from that the maximum they can appreciate from that. That is the complete opposite to what we're doing. And that is represented by this Leviathan, these two kochos of Leviathan. The power and the cunningness, the same idea. It's very interesting, he says that Goig u'Magog, yeah, he says Goig is a Lashon of Gag, it's a Lashon of a roof. Yeah, Magog also is also, the root of Magog is also roof. He says, that we're describing the battle of the sukkah, the battle of the hut, again, the battle of the roof. That's what we're talking about. And that is the dogish of sukkah. And that is the connection of sukkah to Le'osid Lovoi. That Le'osid Lovoi, the ideals of sukkah is the ideals that we're aspiring to have Le'osid Lovoi. So now his mazbir, the idea of the Kabbalah Zechag in an unbelievable way. It says that if you make a cheshbon, yeah, if you look at the Kabbalah of Sukkah, of Sukkahs, yeah, there's three Kabbalahs, right? There's Kvosim, sheep, there's Elim, and there's Purim. Now, on Sukkahs we bring every day, we bring 14 Kvosim, 14 sheep, we bring 2 Elim, 2 rams, and on the first day we bring 13 Purim, And then it's, as we said, it's Mesmaid V'Hoylech, and we bring the second day 12, the third day 11, until today, where we bring 7. Now, tomorrow we bring 7. He says as follows. He says, other chagim, in fact, if you look at other chagim, we bring 7 kvasim, either 1 or 2 elim, and 1 par. So he says, the Rosh Hashanah says that really, what's going on Sukkot, yeah, is there's 2 systems over here. On a normal chag, we're bringing 1 set of korbanos. 7, 1, and 2. He says, on Sukkot, what's going on is, we're bringing a set of 7, 1, and 7, and a set of 7, 1, and 6. And his mother's married. He says, let's us understand what the korbanos represent. She says, kvasim, a keves, as we know, sheep, is something which is subject to leadership. That's what a keves is by nature. It's led, we find Klal Yisrael described as tzayin with the sheep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're led by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the idea of sheep. A ram, he says, is a maturity, when the sheep come to maturity and they themselves take some leadership, that's the ayil. Ayil is an extension of kvasim. He says, what's the par? He says, a bull is a work animal. It represents the work that person is supposed to do. That's the par. So we have the keves represents how we're led. The par represents the avoda, that which we're supposed to be doing. She says as follows. She says, as we know, 7, yeah, again represent the ideal of a connection of 6 and 1, as we know, yeah, we saw in the Kalakemach, 6 refers to the teva, right? There's in the dimensions of 6, there's 6 points, and that's connected to the 7th. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we find that the number 7 comes up Kiseda, especially on Chag Sukkot. Says 6 will never ever find in Torah, a system of 6. You know why? Because 6 represents a detachment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 6 represents this idea of Kolei Veisim Yodi. He says, those are the 2 systems we might be makriv. We'll be makriv. For Klal Yisrael, we'll be makriv 717. That we are 7 kvasim. We are the sheep where we are under the Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we're also 7 parim, because we are those who work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the tachlis in our life. He says, but we're also makriv keneged goyim. And they are in the system of 716. 6, they are detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Muridik, he says, so what's happening now on over the Chag, when we map with the Karbonis? He says, gradually, we're moving from 716 to 715. What's happening is, that L'Osid Lovoi, at the moment there's 2 paths. We're taking 1 path, 717. They're going on the 716 path. But bit by bit, this is how I understand it. This 6 ketovi, the 6 ketovi, represents nature and the detachment from its relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bit by bit that's falling away. So that's 6, 5, 4, and eventually, yeah, we come to a Shana Rabba and they're finished. That the paths have diverged and the Goyim, they've now joined us on this path. That's the representation of L'Osid Lovoi. We're all going to come into this Sukkah of Lev Yosan. Again, so if you look at the Kalakemach, as he says earlier, because all the koichos are going to eventually return to where they started from. Things are going to revert to how the world was intended to be. And that is a representation of the Ayin Purim. That Avada doesn't mean that we asked that how can it be that on the one hand the Purim are coming as a korban, as a kapara for the Goyim, and the other hand represents their destruction. Yeah, we asked that. The answer is, it's not representing their destruction in real terms. It's representing the fact that Avada is for the Kabbalists are for the Goyim, but what it represents is the fact that they are eventually going to come together in the Sukkah of Yosom. The society then is going to be Tachas, the Schach. We're all going to be there as in a system of 717. It's quite interesting. I know the the Sischon brings down from Mizrahi. I didn't look in Mizrahi inside, but he mentions on that Rashi, and Rashi says that there's seven parim. The 70 parim is keneged the kliyah. Yeah, that's why the mismatim halachim. And on the other hand, we find that it's mechapa them in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Zichron says, he says, why did Rashi say this pshat about mismatim halachim? So he says, because Rashi had a kasha that normally you say malim bekedesh ve'in meridim. Now, in fact, when it comes to Chanukah, right, there's a machlik de sham b'silal, how you light the neiros. Do you light going upwards from 1 to 8 or from 8 to 1? And b'shamay say we light like the parei achag. B'silal say we light because malim kedesh ve'im eridim. So l'chayr one can understand it like this. Avad b'shamay don't disagree to the concept of malim kedesh ve'im eridim. Now the idea is that it is a malim b'kodesh. It's not pshat when the six come convergence down to the one. It's not being avada. We're bringing less kabbalas, but it's representing the fact that ve'lasid lovoi, that the goyim are going up and they're going to be party to us. They're going to be together with us in this sukkah shel levyosam. I'd just like to finish off. We find that on Sukkos, that we find that there's an inyan of simcha which is stressed many times in the psukim. There's one simcha seinu, and there's a very interesting tziv. The tziv says in Parshas Rei, he says on the yontov of Sukkos, he says there's an inyan of tochig. There's an inyan of we understand celebrating. He says chag is a loshen. He says it's a lotion of a rakida. He wants to say there's a mitzvah min haTorah for a person to dance in sukkahs. He says that there's mshun tikas simcha sukkahs, a person should spontaneously burst into dance. And the question is, what is this shpitz of simcha that we find sukkahs more than the other chagim? So we mentioned earlier that there's sukkah has two aspects. There's the lulav, and then there's the sukkah. Now, as we know that the lulav represents the Chag HaOsif. In fact, the Mashiach Chacham points out, he says in the first parasha we've talked about Moedim, it doesn't say anywhere that you sit in the sukkah, on sukkahs. In fact, it just says that sukkahs is Chag HaOsif. Only later on in Parshas Re'eh, he doesn't mention the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So Mashiach Chacham wants to be mazvid, he says with the Gaon. He says, the Gaon said that why do we celebrate Sukkot's Dafka in Tishrei, not in this famous Kasha. So the Gaon says that the Ananiya Kovoid, they returned on the 15th of Tishrei. He says that there's a special Simcha which represents the Ananiya Kovoid returning. So he says that the reason why the Torah never mentioned the Sukkot earlier in Pasha's in Parshas Mishpatim is because before the Chetzer Egel there was no need for this Chag of Sukkos because we had the Anani HaKovod. It was only after the Chetzer Egel that the Anani HaKovod went away. So then, and the Kali Yisrael and Nischapa B'tshuva, there was Nischadish, the whole Inyan of Sukkos, the whole Inyan of sitting in a Sukkah, this idea of being protected now. And the Gaon said that that's the connection also between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, because the returning of the Ananiya Kovoid represents the Simcha of Kaparas Avinus. It's just like we had Kaparas Avinus in Yom Kippur, and we're Simcha after that. So too, the Ananiya Kovoid represents the celebration of the Ananiya Kovoid, the celebration of the Ananiya Kovoid returning, which was Kaparas Avinus. So the Emes on Sukkos, we have a combined Simcha, which is Sai in Chag Osif, that in Gashmias, we celebrate, we have our plenty. But often, when there's plenty in Gashmias, there might be a chesaron in Ruchnias. And that's what Sukkah represents, is the Shlemus in Ruchnias. That you have your Simcha of Kapara. And these converge in such an oifen that there's a Mishundika Simcha. And that's the idea of Tochig. Combined with this, though, we've always said that evening, I would say, enhances the idea that when it comes, not only are we representing Shleimus and Gashmias, not only are we representing Shleimus and Kapparas Avinus, but when it comes to Hoshana Rabba, what we've done is we've actually, in a way, it's a microcosm of representing the Osid Lavoi when the whole world is going to come and be tachas the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the message of Shabbi Zeicha taka to the recipients of Shabbi Yosson, the Karim.